it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass.
I was on my way to church one Sunday. I heard my neighbor say, "That other church across the street, well, it don't belong today." While they scream and shout, they carry on like the world was gonna end. Then I watched him stand in silence as the sermon began. Well, it was my neighbor, who stood and listened, while the power of God filled the hearts of everyone. Yes, it was my neighbor, who kneeled and prayed. Well, it was my neighbor that shouted louder than anyone. Well, I stood there and listened. I could not turn away. Everybody in the neighborhood all came in to pray. I won't forget that Sunday when God filled the neighborhood. It might have been a little old-fashioned, but it done us all some good. It was me and my neighbor
stood and listened,
while the power of God filled the hearts of everyone. It was
me and my neighbor
that kneeled and prayed. It was me and my
neighbor
that shouted louder than anyone. Give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion.
Friends, here we are once again, and thank you for allowing me to be with you today. Harold Lloyd Jenkins, whom we know as Conway Twitty, an artist we seldom hear today, Me and My Neighbor was written by Wayne Kemp. On today's Gospel Trail, I'll be remembering several artists from the past, people like Conway Twitty, Patsy Cline, Claude Gray, Joe Penny, Bonnie Owens, George Jones, Vern Gosden, the Sons of the Pioneers, along with Ricky Skaggs, Ben and Rose, the Uniac Ramblers, and the Bluegrass Diamonds, along with myself and Susan Huey. In 1957, Conway Twitty was looking at a map of the United States. He saw Conway, Arkansas, and Twitty, Texas, and he felt that would be an interesting, catchy name. My friend Bob Gardner from Niagara Falls, Ontario, was sitting at the Flamingo Lounge in Hamilton, Ontario, with Conway and his drummer Jack Nance when they wrote "It's Only Make Believe." It sold 4 million copies for MGM Records, number one in 21 countries. Conway would become a rock and roll sensation. He loved and always wanted to record country music. He made that transition in 1965, and disc jockeys were reluctant to play him. 55 number one hits followed, a record that stood until George Strait passed him in 2006. His biggest hit was "Hello, Darlin'" in 1970. And did you know Conway preached at church revivals when he was a teenager? He was also offered a baseball contract with the Philadelphia Phillies. And we'll be hearing from Conway one more time today. Right now, friends, we're going to go to Patsy Cline with her 4-star recording. He will do for you a Charles hit composition. And after Patsy, it's Sharon Ogilvie's great song, "Bluegrass in Heaven" by the Bluegrass Diamonds, one of the top bluegrass groups ever to come out of Eastern Canada. And "Bluegrass in Heaven" is going out to my friend Michael Chesser in New Carlisle, Quebec. And friends, here's Miss Patsy Cline.
Once my soul was in sin, and my heart was in shame. I didn't know Jesus, not even his name. Then I heard a voice say, won't you come unto me, and he will do for you what he's done for me. Give him a chance and let him prove it, his love is best of all. Give him a chance and let him show you, he'll answer when you call. His love is the sweetest, his promise is free, for he will do for you what he's done for me. Give him a chance and let him show you, he'll answer when you call. His love is the sweetest, his promise is free, for he will do for you what he's done for me.
Will there be any bluegrass in heaven?
Does God know how to play a fiddle, a guitar, a banjo, or a mandolin? Do you think that he will understand us when we ask him to play old Uncle Penn?
Will there be any bluegrass in heaven when they sing me back home with Amazing Grace? Is there a shelter for me in some small cabin? Will the angels all know the old home place?
God have a stage built in heaven for the bands when they join us as they go? Will he have all these things to entertain us? Is there a special place for Bill Monroe?
Will there be any bluegrass in heaven when they sing me back home with Amazing Grace? Is there a shelter for me in some small cabin? Will the angels all know your home place?
Heaven, will they sing the redeemed are coming home? Can we still see the blue moon of Kentucky shine so brightly at night around God's throne?
Oh yes, there'll be bluegrass in heaven as we sing in harmony on God's great shore. For he knows that the circle is unbroken, and we'll all live in peace forevermore. Oh yes, there'll be bluegrass in heaven.
Bluegrass Bluegrass in Heaven there with the Bluegrass Diamonds from their 1998 CD, Memories to Hold. He Will Do for You was Patsy Cline. Her birth name was Virginia Patterson Hensley. She came from Winchester, Virginia, 30 years old when she was killed in a plane crash on March the 5th, 1963. She was one of the most influential vocalists of the 20th century. Ben and Rose, an Amish couple from Pennsylvania, are next with a Dolly Parton song, Circle of Love. Music is not their career. It's a weekend hobby. They're known for their YouTube viral success for covers of country and gospel classic music. Check them out on YouTube. Search Ben and Rose. Their videos are stunning. Circle of Love is a Christmas song. We should be playing Christmas songs year-round. It might give us a more grateful world. Myself, along with Susan Huey from Truro, will follow with Don't Go. Oney Wheeler from Missouri wrote Don't Go. He signed with a few record labels, including Columbia, with little success. In 1962, he toured Vietnam with Roy Acuff and his band. Wheeler also played with Flatten Scruggs, George Jones, and Pee Wee King. He died on stage of the Grand Ole Opry in April of 1984 at the age of 61. Friends, you just gotta check out Ben and Rose on YouTube. Here they are with Dolly's Circle of Love.
Circle of love. I sat at home with my troubles today. I was tempted to walk the wrong way. I remembered a voice that once led me from sin, and I heard that same voice again. Don't go,
don't go,
don't go,
don't go,
don't go back to the tavern of sin. Don't go,
don't go,
don't go,
don't go,
don't go back and start drinking again. I could hear lots of laughter just over the way. My friends sounded happy all day. I started to walk, but my knees gave away. As I fell, I heard the voice say, don't go,
don't go,
don't go,
don't go,
just kneel by your bedside and pray. Don't go,
don't go,
don't go,
don't go,
God will answer your prayers today. God freed me from sin like he did once before. Now I'm happy as a man can be. God's voice sounded pleased as he spoke the next words. God must have seen a great change in me. Go on,
go on,
go on,
go on,
ask your friends there to kneel down and pray. Go on,
go on,
go on,
go on,
God will answer their prayers today.
Myself, along with Susan Huey of Truro, with our cover of a George Jones and Melba Montgomery 1965 recording of Don't Go. The singing sensation of YouTube fame, Ben and Rose, and Amy's couple with just a great version of Circle of Love. Claude Gray, known as the Tall Texan, stood 6 foot 5 inches. He passed on April the 28th, 2023, at age 91 in Skokie, Illinois. Willie Nelson's Family Bible charted at number 10 in 1960 for Claude. Other hits were I'll Have a Cup of Coffee and Then I'll Go, My Ears Should Burn When Fools Are Talked About, and I Never Had the One I Wanted. I had the pleasure of talking with Claude several times, and what a great gentleman he was. For decades, he toured with the Claude Gray Road Show throughout North America and parts of Europe. He performed classic country right up until the age of 90. And the great Ricky Skaggs follows Claude Gray with Savior, Save Me From Myself.
There's a family Bible on the table. Each page is torn and hard to read. But the family Bible on the table will ever be my key to memory. And at the end of day, when work was over and when the evening was done, Dad would read to us from the family Bible and would count our many blessings one by one.
I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible it would read. I can hear my mother softly sing, rock the baby, lift for me. This old world of ours is full of trouble, but this world would also better be if we found more Bibles on the table and mother singing Rock of Ages left for me. I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible it would read. I can hear my mother softly sing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, lift for me. Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, lift for me.
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
At the crossroads of decision, I've always had the choice. Many times I've made the wrong turn, Lord, not listening for your voice. But there are those who'd point their finger at the company I keep. But for a heart that's filled with sorrow, there's no one to blame but me. Oh, Savior, save me from the weakness of my flesh. Don't let all worldly pleasures rule my soul. When pride keeps me from falling on my knees to seek your help. Savior, save me from myself. Stiff drink of liquor, Lord, and I'm anything but strong. And when a lovely lady's come on smile turns my eyes from God, Lord, help me in my struggle, keep my conscience on the job.
Oh, Savior,
save me from the weakness of my flesh. Don't let old worldly pleasures rule my soul. When pride keeps me falling on my knees to seek your help. Savior, save me from myself. When pride keeps me from falling on my knees to seek your help. Savior, save me from myself.
say.
Ricky Skaggs with Save Your Save Me From Myself is off his 1989 album, Kentucky Thunder, his 10th studio album. Family Bible was Claude Gray, and that was his first charted record, number 10 in 1960. The song belongs to Willie Nelson, and because of its success, Willie moved to Nashville. Known for his songwriting, it would be 1975 before the world knew about Willie Nelson the performer. His version of an old 1947 Fred Rose song, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, revived Willie's success as a performer. And friends, if you will, make sure your ears are wide open when taking in this next song. It's the longest song I've ever played, at 6 minutes and 48 seconds. In 1948, Joe Penny played lead guitar behind Hank Williams. The song has been released on several different platforms, including Apple and Spotify Music. It's all about navigating life and aging without God. One called Growing Old Without God.
I was involved in a head-on crash that almost took my life. Except for the mercy of a forgiving God that let me live, turn my life around, and return to a musical career which included recording my first gospel album and the following true story, which has nothing to do with the Hank Williams story, except that now that I have your attention, maybe you would be interested to know how God turned around the life of another old drifting cowboy. My old daddy was always thought real well of back when I was a boy, just growing up. Folks would say, there goes the Pennington boy. I know his daddy, fine man. Yeah, dad would do a neighbor a good turn or help somebody in need. Wouldn't think anything about asking anything for doing it. I guess he just figured that was the way folks were supposed to live. And as I began to get a little bigger, seemed like dad was looking a little older. And though he was a good man and all that, he never did take me and Mom to church much, except in maybe to a funeral now and then. Well, it seemed like something was missing in his life back then, and later on, I found out what it was. He was growing old without God. Growing old without God. He was wasting his lifetime. Growing God. And then there was Mama. God bless her. She was the one that showed me how to play my first chords on the guitar. And though she wasn't a godly woman, some of those old gospel songs she sang sure were pretty. And I learned a few of them too. Then one summer a little tent meeting came to our town, and we were visiting nearby, and I could hear the sound of those old songs coming across the field, and I was just itching to go out there and sing with those folks. I asked Mom, and she said it was all right. But, you know, I just wanted to go out and show them how I could sing. But God had other plans that night. Yes, he laid it on my heart to repent and believe. Well, I went back for more the next night and the next, and right on up until that little meeting closed. And then I started going to a church nearby with some of the folks from the meeting. And I'd asked Mom and Dad to go with me. Well, Mom was sick a lot in those days, and Dad, he'd just say, oh, I don't need to go to church. I can be just as good right here at home. Well, I finally quit asking. But in my heart, I knew they were both just growing old without God. Growing old without God. They were wasting their lifetime. Growing old without God. Well, being good was all right for a time, but it seemed like the harder I tried to serve the Lord, the more the devil would tempt me with just about everything out there in the world. And I have to confess, I was weak, and I began to drift away. Then after a while, I left home to work and wander around the country, coming back every year or so to visit the folks. Oh, I was really living it up in those days, taking about everything life had to offer out there in the world. But on the last visit home, I could see that the years were taking their toll on Mom and Dad. She'd grown a lot more sickly, and now ill health was starting to overtake Dad, too. But you know, a strange and wonderful thing had happened. I found out my daddy had started going to that same old church that I'd went to as a boy years before. And when Mom felt well enough, he'd take her along, too. Well, Dad never lived very long after I came back home to stay. But before he went on out into eternity, he called me to his side one day. And he said, "Son, don't grow old without God. Don't grow old without God. Don't keep wasting your lifetime growing old without God." It seemed so ironic that he'd be saying the same things to me that I used to think about him. Well, a few years later, Mom left this veil of suffering and went on to be with Dad. Oh, I've wondered so many times since then why these good folks who were thought so well of all their lives had to grow old before finding God and hadn't really come to know Jesus until their declining years. Oh, they could have done so much for the Master during their younger, energetic lives. But listen to me. One day, I looked into a mirror, and the young man that used to look back at me wasn't there anymore. In his place was a man whose face bore lines of age and hair tinged with gray. And my memory then vividly brought back the haunting words of my daddy before he passed on into the world beyond. And I cried out, "Oh God, have I let this happen to me too? Where did all those years go? Can I have them back now, Jesus, and relive my life for you?" Too late, for even God won't turn back the hands of time. And then it really hit me, and I realized that I too was growing old without God. Growing old without God. I'd been wasting my lifetime growing old without God. Well, is that the end of my story, you ask? No, not quite. Because you see, God has seen fit to be merciful to me. And he's come back in and he's cleaned up this old sin-stained life of mine. He's brought me back to the place where I should have been all those wasted years. Now I know I'll never outlive the regret I bear. But my strongest hope is that through the redeeming blood of Jesus, I can continue to help lead other lost souls to him. Help them to understand the importance of serving him before you grow old. While you're still young, while your light can shine its brightest. Give your life to him because he gave his life for you. Don't grow old without God. Don't grow old without God. Don't keep wasting your lifetime growing old without God. Now this story you've just heard is true. I know, because I'm that man.
Joe Pennington. His stage name was Joe Penny. Growing old without God. Hard to beat a number like that. A pioneer of rockabilly music, Joe Penny was inducted into the Rockabilly Hall of Fame in 2001. He came out of Plant City, Florida. He passed on July the 1st, 2020 at age 92. Bonnie Owens was the driving force behind Merle Haggard, but she met Buck Owens when she was 15 years old. They played in a band in Mesa, Arizona, and they married in 1948 and divorced in 1953. Bonnie married Merle Haggard in 1965, and for both, it was their second marriage. When Merle passed in 2016, Teresa Ann Lane would be his fifth wife. Merle would be the first to tell you Bonnie Owens was crucial to the success of his career. Even after they divorced, Bonnie continued touring with Merle as part of his background vocalist. In 1965, she was named Female Vocalist of the Year by the Academy of Country Music. Bonnie Owens gave up her career to promote that of her husband, Merle Haggard. She passed April the 24th, 2006, from Alzheimer's disease at the age of 76. Bonnie Owens has for us where we'll never grow old. Then we go to the Uniac Ramblers. Alan Goodwin has the lead vocals on this Charlie Pride song, Take a Little Time for Jesus.
I have heard of a land on a faraway strand. 'Tis the beautiful home of the soul, built by Jesus on high. There we never shall die. 'Tis the land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old. Never grow old. In a land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old. Our work here is done, and our life's crown is won, and our troubles and trials are o'er. All our sorrow will end, and our voices will blend with the loved ones who've gone on before. Never grow old.
I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email request.ca at eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
How many years do I have left down here? How many my friends and loved ones. How many cups must I drain? But you'll have to drink the bitter cup like it is. So the chances are you won't see. Take a little time for Jesus. Spend a little time with Him. Take a little time for Jesus. But you'll have to drink the bitter cup like it is. But you'll have to drink the bitter cup like it is.
The Uniac Ramblers, Take a Little Time for Jesus, and Bonnie Owens, Where We'll Never Grow Old. The Uniac Ramblers had one of the best. Tom Johnson recorded and engineered their CD. Members are Bob Grimmett, Gornell White, Jerry Chapman, Alan and his wife Pat Goodwin. Their CD was released in 2013. Lots of great songs there, including Catfish John, Paper Rosie, The Knoxville Girl, I Washed My Hands in Muddy Water, Columbus Stockade Blues, 14 songs in all, an excellent CD album. And I was talking with Alan Goodwin a few weeks back, and he tells me they're all still a pickin' and a grinnin'. Great chatting with you, Alan, and I certainly enjoyed our conversation. Okay, George Jones is next. The Possum pulled out for heaven on April the 26th, 2013, and George was 81. Was there a better country singer than George Jones? I doubt it. Leon Payne from Texas wrote The Selfishness in Man. Leon was inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1970, and it's not right that he's not in the Texas Music Hall of Fame. I corresponded with his daughter, the late Myrtie LePayne. She told me about George Jones visiting their home. Leon always had an assortment of songs laid across their kitchen table. George made more than one visit looking for possible hits. Things Have Gone to Pieces and Take Me were big hits for George Jones. Leon also wrote two hits for Hank Williams, They'll Never Take Her Love From Me and The Lost Highway. Payne charted one song, I Love You Because, was number one for him in 1949. Hundreds of artists recorded his songs. He also wrote Blue Side of Lonesome for Jim Reeves. And oh, did I mention, Leon Payne was blind. Friends, right now it's George Jones with a Leon Payne song, The Selfishness in Man, and you should give this one a little added attention. And then we'll hear from Vern Gosden as he goes toe-to-toe with the devil.
I saw a little beam of sunlight steal across a purple sky. Bend down to kiss a rosebud. Oh, it made me wanna cry to think that I had been permitted to see a part of nature's plan. Oh, there's nothing that stands out more than the selfishness in man. Little children painting pictures of the birds and apple trees. Oh, why can't the grown-up people have the faith of one of these? And to think those tidy fingers might become a killer's hand. Oh, there's nothing that stands out more than the selfishness in men. Oh, why can't we see the folly and the uselessness of hate? Love could lead to understanding. Maybe it's not too late. Then perhaps through His great wisdom, we might learn to understand. Then there'd be no shame or sorrow, and no selfishness in man.
Oh, the river of temptation is flowing deep and wide, reaching out to pull you in. And old Satan's out to get you, and he won't be satisfied till you over your head in sin.
You got to stand toe to toe with the devil. You can't walk hand in hand with disgrace.
You got to fight him every day. Get down on your knees and pray
if you want to meet your maker face to face.
Let the Bible fight your battle, and as sure as you're born, you'll find a way to hold your ground. With God Almighty's weapon, take the devil by the horn. It's the only way to bring him down.
You got to stand toe to toe with the devil. You can't walk hand in hand with disgrace.
You got to fight him every day. Get down on your knees and pray.
Wanna meet your maker face to face. You got to stand toe to toe with the devil. You can't walk hand in hand with disgrace.
You got to fight him every day. Get down on your knees and pray
if you wanna meet your maker face to face. You got to stand toe to toe with the devil. You can't walk hand in hand with disgrace.
You got to fight him every day. Get down on your knees and pray if you want to meet your maker face to face.
Vern Gosden, Toe to Toe with the Devil, and that's from his 1995 CD called The Gospel Album. Max D. Barnes from Iowa wrote Toe to Toe with the Devil, and Vern Gosden passed on April the 28th, 2009 at 74. Known as the Voice, hits were Set 'em Up Joe, I Can Tell by the Way You Dance, I'm Still Crazy, Chiseled in Stone, I'm Gonna Be Movin', and many others. And back to Leon Payne for a few seconds here. More than 200 of his songs were recorded by big-name artists. His daughter, Myrtie LePayne, spent her adult life trying to get her father inducted into the Texas Music Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, Murdy passed in August of 2025, but family members are still working on it. And friends, we're going back to 1947. This song was written by Pearl Walla. It's the Sons of the Pioneers with one called "Will There Be Any Sagebrush in Heaven?"
Will there be sagebrush in heaven? And will there be tumbleweeds? Will there be corrals where my own saddle pal every night in the moonlight would meet? I've counted each star in these bright western skies. Rare beauty is all I can see. Where the red river flows and the sweetest flower grows in heaven, what more could there be? Will there be sagebrush in heaven? And will there be tumbleweed? Acres of grain and wide open plains, what more up in heaven can there be?
Flows and the sweetest flower grows in heaven, what more could there be?
Will there be sagebrush in heaven? And will there be tumbleweed? Acres of grain and wide open plains, what more up in heaven can there be?
The Sons of the Pioneers, Will There Be Any Sagebrush in Heaven? And friends, I opened the gospel trail with Conway Twitty, with Me and My Neighbor, and that was from his 1973 LP, Clinging to a Saving Hand. The Big Man Above is from the same album, and this one was written by Luther Elmer White Jr., and White played fiddle for the Bales Brothers, Bill Monroe, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper, and the Osborne Brothers. He wrote "After the Fire Is Gone" for Conway and Loretta, and several more number one songs for Conway, "I Love You More Today," and "To See My Angel Cry." Conway built Twitty City, a famous country music entertainment park, up until 1994, it was one of Nashville's major tourist attractions, and due to the fact that Conway never had his will updated, much of his holdings were auctioned off in 1994, including his guitars, stage costumes, gold records, just about everything. That sure was sad to see. Conway married four times to three different women. One he divorced and remarried the second time. Four children officially, and one more. On June the 4th, 1993, Conway collapsed on his tour bus after a show in Branson, Missouri, rushed into surgery. He died of an abdominal aortic aneurysm. Conway Twitty was 59.
Sometimes
Sometime in life we ought to think twice about the people that we step on. Better show our worth while here on earth, for soon the chance is gone. Don't gossip about your neighbor, we gotta show more love. One of these days we're gonna stand before that big man above. I gotta help your neighbor, show more love. Lend a hand, don't push and shove. One of these days we're gonna stand before that big man above. Life is but a vapor, it's here and then it's gone. What we build in heaven will be there from now on. But things we gather here on earth will soon decay and rust. One of these days we're gonna stand before that big man above. Gotta help your neighbor, show more love. Lend a hand, don't push and shove. One of these days we're gonna stand before that big man above. One of these days we're gonna stand before that big man above.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.